Greatest South African treasures on The World Show with Nikki Billy.
Isaiah 9:5-9. You see why I love that song? Ukuza Kwelanga, Dizuplaich is the album. Ubuntu, the common string, we'll have to catch up with him about that album on chapter 2, as I said. But right now we are joined by tonight's second special guest, Joel Karabo Elliott. Welcome to the World Show again, Joel. Always pleasure to have you here.
I'm so happy. How can I not be? I feel like I've got the best food in my heart.
Yes. I said, Joel, come early. Jesus, mm-hmm. here. It'll be so nice mm-hmm. of you here as well. So I'm really thankful that you did come. Yes. Yeah, because ultimately, when I think of your music as well, it's like I played that song now of Jesus, and then I thought, I'm also playing that song because of Joel's music coming after this, because it's a complete synergy, you know? So I'm so pleased that you were able to be in the country, to come to Joburg tonight as well, and welcome. Joel, yes, tell us, because it's been a while, I think the last time you were here, we were dealing with the Mozambican... What was it? Why did you come here?
Oh, was that the time?
Okay, was that the time?
I think there was a cyclone.
There was a cyclone.
Yes. Beira. We were working with a number of musicians to raise money and support for that.
Yes. Thing. So you didn't come, I think, but the last time you came wasn't specifically for about your music. And it was a group setting as well. So I think it's been a while, and I wanted to go back to the beginning. You describe yourself as a Masutu American. Tell us a little bit about those two very diverse backgrounds. Where do you come from, and what's the connection?
Well, the American portion reacts to the fact that I was born in a continent that's known as the North America.
Yes.
And the Mosutu part, I guess, refers to the fact that in many ways I was reborn in the land called Limpopo, of the Bapedi people, specifically Champasel, where I lived for 3 years, and then I lived more years in Mkhubez Kloof and Zanin, and it's there where the World Music Ensemble that I came to love through family and music started. So they grew me up, as you say, again.
And again, you do seem to have your foot in both places, if you like. You always have. You're always coming and going and coming and going. What is the reason, or you know, is it the music? What is the reason that you keep coming back and that there is this connection?
The vibrations of both environments and every single person that I call a friend or a family member stays with me. And so, in that sense, I don't even feel like I have a foot in both places. I literally imbibe and live in the frequencies of these places and these landscapes. And so much of it is about the environment, because I when I moved to South Africa in 2008, I'd never moved to Johannesburg or any city. I was immediately adopted into a village in Limpopo. And so I spent 3 years there before even living in a city again.
Yes.
And so for me, I'm a nature boy. I'm a bush baby.
Yes.
And I grew up under my mother and my grandmother's influence in the United States. They were always guiding me on hikes. They, especially my grandmother and my mom, they loved to go on hikes. And from a young age, I was called to listen in the forest and in the mountains.
To listen to nature.
As I became a man and I grew up and I came to see all the challenges of the world and all the traumas that people were living with, I continuously went back quietly to meditate in nature. And that transformed my music from the classical and jazz upbringing that I had, which was amazing, and I'm so thankful for that. But the more I imbibed the culture of nature and of listening and praying, and then also of being in the village of Champasel, and feeling the way, and then the drums are there, and learning the rhythms of those drums that the mothers would play transformed me. It kind of defragmented my way of being that I had been conditioned in a hyper-urban, suburban setting. So
you talk about the classical and the jazz background. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. When did it come to you? When did you start playing music?
Well, I think my family and my close friends, they know when I started to know the trombone because I was a basketball player. Hence the reference before.
Yes.
And I used to just hear the Pep Band, you know, the big, basically it's like a New Orleans band. It's a brass band sitting there in the arena of the basketball game. And I would leave my parents, poor people. They would go cheering for the game.
Yes.
And then they would look down, I'm gone. And then they would say, where's Joel?
He's following the band.
And I was over there.
Yes.
Sitting next to the trombone section.
So trombone mm-hmm. was the thing, the mm-hmm. first.
Yeah.
And when you talk about that, you were a child.
I was a child. My mom caught on. Thankfully, she saw I was musical very
yes.
early. When I was mature enough, she gave me piano lessons. Yeah, the rest is history. That's a,
yes, yeah. yes. And so we end up in Limpopo mm. and back and forth. You've got a beautiful new album, As Roots Grown Deep. Roots Grown Deep, how would I describe it? The name of your of the project, I suppose, the ongoing project. How would you, Roots Grown Deep, a collective. Tell us about Roots Grown Deep.
Well, there's people who take the teachings of Baba Dizu right here. I mean, he's our mentor, even though I had only met you now for the first time. But when I hear you sharing your story and your wisdom, I want to state for the world that we are carrying on everything that you are speaking about, that you live, that your heart beats for, even the making of the instruments and the love and passion that we have for the oneness of education, learning, listening, natural ways of being.
Healing
ourselves first. That's really what it is, right? And telling the stories in an authentic way that can help young people rise from the ashes of the digital world. Mm. Truly. Because there's so many people, young people, who are alienated in the world today by kind of like an individualistic isolation, a loneliness. People are even dying alone.
Yes.
So I just want to say, like, that's really what Roots Grown Deep is. We are the inheritors of our elders in this work.
Yes.
You know, it's like my brother Dinias in the band who was here with me last time.
Yes.
He would say, are you in the music business or are you in the business of music?
Yes.
And I think that's what, these are all kinds of metaphors for explaining what we do, but, you know, we don't follow a promoter, but we promote the following.
Beautiful, I love
right?
that, yes.
And so it manifests itself, even just yesterday I was with several bandmates, Ntando and Denias, over in Randfontein, and we ended up rehearsing in the backyard of his shack in Dikasi, facing the forest. And we started playing this music, this acoustical music. And one by one, the kids came.
Mm.
One by one, they came. Do. And then mamas, and then some teenagers. And, you know, that's the stuff of life.
Yes. And in fact, I noticed that, you know, when I was coming here tonight, when I was preparing, I was thinking, how is this synergy? Because both of you, being in Joburg on the same day, but there is this element that both of you have, in a sense, also formalized, is working with the children and working with music, and I'll take it to sound and frequency in a curative, in a healing way. And I found that is something so special that's happening here.
Thank you. That's when I say that's the stuff of life, you have translated it into, it's the vibrations.
Yes, it is the power of the frequency. Let's hear a track of your brand new album, Joel, Musical Ecology 1, which I imagine is going to be the first of many. And of course, Joel has released many albums, As Roots Grown Deep, but this one is Moonlight. Tell us about Moonlight.
Yeah, and even this album, it's a culmination of 12 years of work together as a collective.
I was coming to that afterwards.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
On and on.
So
you're welcome to. Yes.
Moonlight is that feeling that you get sitting on the beach.
Yes.
And watching the moon.
Yes.
Glow white and rise above the sea.
And who are you working with on this song?
I would love for the people to figure it out as they hear, because I think they'll know a number of the musicians, but okay.
A good idea, no
Ntando
good idea.
Ntando Mbata.
Yes.
Sika Maleka. Nono Nkwani. Mtuakazi. Msaki. Sanda Msaki. Neacha. who she goes by Zinkli now.
Yes. All the
Nili
beautiful
not here.
Women.
Stompi Silibe, the spirit of Sibusi Lekaba is there, although he didn't record. And especially Naftali Kolofelompahu, beautiful vocalist.
Beautiful.
Azaz's cousin.
Yes. And I'm so pleased that the women are featured on the track Moonlight. Roots Grown Deep, the album Musical Ecology One. Joel Karabo Elliott with us. What can I say? The driving force, the initiator of Roots Grown Deep. And coming up now, Moonlight on The World Show.
Fresh new sound on The World Show with Nikki B.
across the moon. There's a tale in every bird that sings. You just have to listen carefully. Leaves drifting in the wind. As the ocean washed the moon. Telling every bird that sings, you just have to listen carefully.
Grown Deep. Moonlight is the name of the song. The album Musical Ecology One. Absolutely beautiful. You were saying Musical Ecology is the result of 12 years. Tell us about that journey, Joel, because obviously you've released a number of albums along the way. But why is this specific one going back that far?
It goes back to really our days in Limpopo with a few of us, Chris Moka, Denias Mashawani, Tawanda Mandu, and then meeting finally in Pretoria through Destiny, Sibusile, Kawa, and Natali, and Aza, and Nilias, and others. It starts there, you know, in terms of our relationships, but this is a family project. It's a village. So this is what some people would call a cosmic family or a soul family. So we don't know exactly how we got brought together, but somehow in this diaspora of personality and in the confusing age we live in, music becomes the way that we find one another, truly.
Yes.
We don't have a tribe in the traditional sense. We don't know who we are indigenously. But through music and through connecting with the earth and the frequencies of the earth and through praising Creator together, we see who loves to do this act,
yes,
so to speak. And the balancing of the act is meditation. So there's like a commitment to the spiritual growth. And
yes,
that's how we come together. And so that's been happening over time. And over the last 12 to 13 years, where I would say this family of musicians who's on this album have been relating intimately. But now we finally got to the point where we have a repertoire that we had co-composed. And it wasn't a repertoire that was necessarily guided or directed by myself, which many of the other albums were.
Yes.
Now this is the culmination of us really co-composing.
Oh, that's very
interesting. In a recording.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this really is a culmination in many ways of the previous works, although each one exists in its own right.
Mm.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. And I loved what you said about this connectivity through, again, frequency, through vibration, and through a common purpose, which is not just, as you say, about these people coming together, but also musically, but also an honoring of nature, you know?
And an honoring of our true nature, a seeing of each other that's pure, you know? And it's also, we had to have found that in order to survive and not succumb to the diseases and the toxins of this society.
Yes.
And the confusion. So it's like, as Baba Disu was saying, you know, we have to connect with ourself, with the one chord, the one string of Ubuntu within us, which is a spiritual, it's a divine principle. And that's how we find each other.
Yes.
That's how this family connects. Even up until this very moment, it's how we connect, it's how we honor each other, it's how we make sure we're on the right path. Because we're always making mistakes as individuals, right?
Yes.
But it's, so in that way, we need a church.
Yes.
You know, when I hear you telling the stories, and I really appreciate you honoring I'm talking to Baba here, you honoring the role of the church in your life, and I as well was raised in the church. Now, the church isn't really feeding us spiritually with the messages. A lot of the religions they're not full enough for us philosophically as well. And so now we're turning to each other and saying, as Christ even shared, divine light is within you. I see you. Teach me. Let's feel it. Let's feel into the new world. Right.
I'm putting your mic on as well, Dizu, by the way.
Yeah.
you're welcome to respond.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, he touches me really, you know, in these words that he's just finishing saying, Joe. Because really, Joe, this is what it is, my brother. Mm. You know, we learn from people. Also, church plays that very important part in our lives and so on, because that's what we grew up with. Also, I mean, also to go to school. Churches were the ones who started schools and so on. Mm. So it plays a very important part in our lives. Mm.
Yes, beautiful. Beautiful. And as you say, it's not just the fact you went to church, but this in itself becomes a form of devotion, of collective devotion, I suppose it would be the best way of saying it. Mm. You know, beautiful. When you made an album like this, I think you're only recently back in the country. You've been in the States recently. Was this album made here, there, across the world? Tell me about the making of Musical Ecology One.
Yeah, give thanks. In 2016, we took a trip to, it was my third or fourth trip to Nyamban, because we knew Brother Roland, and there's a studio there called Studio Bom Dia, very precious studio, warm studio. And we went there to perform in Mozambique, and then we had the opportunity also to record. We recorded in 1 week and a half, we recorded a repertoire of 30 songs.
Wow.
And that was the core group that could travel there, six of us. And then from there, over the next 2 or 3 years, I would come back and travel around on tour in South Africa with various members. But every place that we stopped is another posse of the band, you know, another family that not everyone can travel to be together. So we would overdub with our Cape Town crew, then we would overdub it with our Eastern Cape crew, then we overdub in Durban, we overdub in Limpopo, and then eventually I had all that material and brought back to Roland in Nyamban, and we mixed it.
Yes.
Then the story doesn't end there, because COVID hit. I was already back in the U.S. We had shelved releasing the album because then the virus thing took over, and then Roland's studio caught fire, and all of his studio, all of his instruments burned, all of the hard drives burned, and that included three brand new projects from Chico Antonio. The last albums that he recorded before he
passed over. Yes, because
he
passed over. One of Mozambican's legends.
So, yeah, our so much of our spirit and our presence is with the Nyambani family. We also have a loving presence and a loving family and welcome there. So after all of that kind of soothed, I had released Traveling Light, the album with the Lindiwe, the Blue Citron.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Traveling Light was released. From the same repertoire, then A Whole Regeneration, and then so we're traveling light toward A Whole Regeneration in the musical ecology of Roots Grown Deep. That's the sequence of this trilogy.
Ah, so this is the third in the trilogy, mm-hmm. each of them, mm-hmm. them being amazing. And I'm so pleased that you've actually, you sent me a digital copy. Obviously, we weren't mm-hmm. in the same town. But I'm so pleased to see that you've actually released this on hard copy mm-hmm. as well. How can people access your music on hard copy? I know it's available digitally on Bandcamp specifically, and also some is on Apple Music.
They'll have to contact me personally.
Okay.
Yeah, or come to a concert.
Yes. So
I make handmade CDs.
You make handmade? Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You produce your own CDs.
I also distribute the music on a flash drive. My whole discography, I put on a USB and sell that as well.
Oh, that's amazing.
Just for distribution, it's nice. Some people just want to stick it in their dash.
Yes. So while you're in Joburg now, have you got any gigs coming up? Or in South Africa, should I say?
Yeah, we have a big reunion. The reunion we've been waiting for, with Nkutu Malevje, Blessed Sister, and Naftali, and Tumi Mohorosi, and Khonsi Makene, and Ntando Mbata, all this family that's kind of concentrated around Gauteng.
Yes.
Our reunion is next Saturday on the 1st of March at African Freedom Station.
At the African Freedom Station.
There's also going to be some conversations in the afternoon about regenerative community from architects and artists and permaculturalists. So, yeah, the goal, as you can see from the picture, is to create the space.
Yes.
Yeah, for the youth to grow strong, intelligent.
Yes.
So that's, our music is never performed without workshops with the youth and without some kind of acknowledgement, either poetically or actually in terms of dialogue around how to live a healthy life, because it's getting crazy out there.
Yes, it is crazy. Life is really crazy in these days. To go to this event, because I want to find out a little bit more, you can contact Joel on Roots Grown Deep on Facebook.
That's the most communal. It's a community page, although it's musically directed. But you can find all the things on there in terms of the events we're having. Because we're also having a number of regenerative reunions in Eastern Cape and Western Cape in the next month.
And I just must make a specific note that it's Roots Grown with an N deep, because there are something similar. It's Roots Grown Deep on Facebook.
Or .com.
Or .com,
yeah,
yes.
The website
So how do people attend the earlier parts? Like what you were saying, the speeches, if they wanted to, what time does it start? Give a little bit more information, please, John.
Yeah, no problem. Some of you may even follow the African Freedom Station itself. They have their own posts. There's a Quicket link, and then you just book through. Please RSVP through that link that they've provided.
Yes.
Either on our Facebook page or on the Quicket link or on African Freedom Station on Instagram, all these da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
It's there. So you just book or you show up and pay at the door. Either way, it's free.
Yes, and
it's
go
free,
get
the
your
time that you come in.
Oh,
and
amazing.
Do donate what you can to support the movement, because we need those finances to also balance all that we're doing.
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful. So please do go and see this amazing show that's happening on the 1st. Now, also coming back to these the community-based projects that you do, as well as what I describe as the, what you call the center of consciousness. Living and Dying.
Oh, you got into that.
Yes, please tell me a little bit about those other sides,
okay.
Or the, you know, one Sweet. Aspect, the other aspects.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki. Wow. There's roles that we have to reassume if we're going to live a healthy life, and a lot of it has to do with what you were speaking about, Dizu. And what you were talking about, griot, being a griot, it's really the primary roles in a village are to take care of the rites of passage. Souls entering, so that's the birth process, and then the coming of age of teenagers, and then the death threshold or the crossing over. And so the Center for Conscious Living and Dying, where I work with in Swannanoa, North Carolina, we work with people on the death threshold and their last days. So it's an incredible journey to, as a musician, to be what we're calling now a death doula.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that, yes.
I'm not on the hospice care side of life, but I'm very lucky.
What is a death?
Through my bandmates over there, Roots Grown Deep, American branches, we're very unified around this work, around tending to the rites of passage. So a lot of us, we tend to tend fire 24/7 whenever someone is taking in their last days. And
yes.
So it creates quite frequently and coherently a spiritual bliss ride into the next life, right? So that people don't have to die under stress. They can come and mend the relationships with their relatives and elders that have causing them pain psychologically and physically. Because we know that all the pain that we have as trauma manifests in the physiology. And so there's that process of using music and culture and life in an indigenous way in a modern setting, right? So people can start to be free from this life when they're ready to be free.
Yes.
And do it in a good way. And then from that, the people who are attending to it together all of a sudden find that they're full of life. And all this culture that we thought was dying starts to, because people are literally more purified by being in service in that way. So we have a choir there, we have so much music there. Roots Grown Deep as an ensemble in the United States, most of us are dedicated to that work. And so we're constantly just enlivening one another in service and in being ourselves in
yes.
this country, in which in many ways through media and through digestion of false food has been trying to destroy a lot of our natural ways.
Yes.
So we're really blessed by that, to be in that. And it's also a church in a way.
And
so the
music,
the musical ecology, in tending to the rites of passage together becomes like a church. True.
Yes. Brings
so good.
Together. Beautiful, beautiful. These are initiatives that are so needed in today's crazy, crazy, crazy
Thanks for
world.
Asking about that.
Yes. More. No, it's beautiful. I'm like a death doula.
Mm-hmm.
And again, isn't that being there in terms of the passage into passing, a celebration of life at
Amen.
The same time?
That's
what it is,
yeah.
You know? And then on the other extreme, you're also involved in these community-based projects in rural South Africa, or rural Africa, can I say, because mm-hmm. we're even talking about Mozambique. Tell us a little bit about some of those initiatives.
I feel like I'm talking a lot.
Should we play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song.
Yes, we're going to play a song.
Thank
it is
you.
This one isn't that long as some of the others, but we've got to try and squeeze in as much as we can. Mm-hmm. This one is Kashwa, also off this album, Musical Ecology 1, from Roots Grown Deep. And of course, you are listening to The World Show with me, Nikki B.
On the street, on the air, on the go.
Download the Kaya app.
Download the Kaya app. Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.
Rato la peloyaga. Wile, wile. Mbewa, wanawa, kaha. Mawe, mawe.
sangwala maweyo maweyo aseshulamona na
Kaya 959 Keshwa. Of course, the voice of Naftali, absolutely love it. Roots Grown Deep is the project. Musical Ecology One is the album. I'm going to definitely be playing more of this album for you in the future because we have run out of time for tonight. But Joel Karabo Elliott, the man who brought this all together, Roots Grown Deep. I never quite know how to phrase it. But of course, Joel, thank you so much for blessing us. And I said, we are running out of time. We don't have time for one of these beautiful long songs that are on the album. Please bless us with a little life.
Tillita, Tillita, Bari Tillita.
Stop the show.
Oh, Aromela Mangeloi, Aromela Mangeloi, Aromela Mangeloi, Aromela Mangeloi, Aromela Mangeloi, Aromela Mangeloi, Aromela Mangeloi.
Thank you, Joel Karabo Elliott. Thank you, Tiso Blyages.
Aluta continua.
Yes, thank you, Pangi, for filming and setting us up. Thank you, Joel. Catch Roots Grown Deep at the African Freedom Station on the 1st. What a beautiful show. Thank you for listening to The World Show. Whatever else you do this week, make sure you keep shining. And of course, keep it Kaya. From me, Nikki B, to you, have a great one.
You know how we do. The home of Seize the World.
I'm not gonna lie, it was crazy. Wow.
Wink, wink.
And Drive 959.
Playing your rhythm and beats and beats.
Kaya 959. On the street. On the air.